Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Alicia Shanice Reviews. I am your host, it's your girl Shanice, coming back at you with another podcast. We are on episode 302, and today's topic is BMF, season 3, episode 4. So episode 304, titled, The Return of the Prodigal Son. The description reads, Meech returns to Detroit upon Colombian Connect Loco's request to pick up weight for BMF. The amount of weight is insurmountable for him to handle alone. Thus, he solicits help from Terry and the Detroit team. So y'all already know how we do. We about to get into it. We about to break it down. We about to dissect it scene by scene like we do over here on this platform. After that, I will play the trailer for next week's episode and then a sleeper for you guys in my Joe Budden style. Shout out to the pod, Father Joey. As always, if you need to get in touch with me, Facebook is Alicia Shanice, Instagram Alicia Shanice Reviews, email aliciashanicereviews13@gmail.com. You can inbox, DM, or email me, or leave a comment under Spotify if you listen to the podcast on Spotify. Get in touch with me if you have any recap requests, that being a TV show, movie, docuseries, or if you have any businesses, music, or brands that you would like for me to shout out, promote, or just so I can support, please holla at your girl. I love whom loves me and love to support who supports me. So all of that is free of charge for recap requests and, you know, promotions or just shout outs. Also, if you listen to the podcast on Spotify, can you hit the follow button? It helps me out in tremendous ways. And follow my music playlist. They are on Spotify. Just type in Shanice Loves. One playlist will populate. If you click on the picture profile, it takes you to the rest of the playlist. And I got every genre because your girl got some long range music ears. This weekend, we will be having another reading of the book, The Tale of the Park Hill Crew, written by your very own host, Alicia Shanice. And you can cop the book on Amazon. It is available in paperback and ebook. You can purchase the ebook. It is downloaded instantly. And right now, it's a promotion sale. So if you have a Kindle account, you get a free, you can download that for free. The paperback will be shipped to you within a few days. So please support, support, support. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And make sure you tune in every Sunday for the chapter readings. And I have music by Savage Life. Shout out to Savage Life, who is doing the damn thing. So I have ran my mouth long enough and did all of the announcements. Let's go ahead and get into the show. Let's talk BMF. It was all about Detroit this episode. 313. Let's get into the show.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Shanice. And I'm just coming in to check in with y'all to remind y'all to protect y'all energy, as I always say. Life is at, you know, we have very different stresses at an all-time high. Why not go ahead and take you guys a nice vacation at a reasonable price with a trusted travel agent, you know? And that could be a solo trip, a trip with your boo thang, a family trip, a girl's trip, a guy's trip, whatever. Just let me let y'all know this right now. Visit TBookedIt, TBBOOKEDIT. Follow them on Instagram, or you can send them an email at TBBookedIt@gmail.com. The world is a beautiful place. Let them go ahead and help you discover it. Go ahead and release those stress vibes and go ahead and enjoy your vacation. At TB Booked It, they got all the reasonable deals. And just let them know, your girl Shanice, she sent you there.
Name is Shanice, and she's the one. Her name is Shanice, and she's the one. We'll be right back.
you can wish me luck.
Oh, what happened to wishing a nigga luck? I can clear the people snake through these Cartier bucks. I was that nigga in the cut that they had thought wouldn't be nothing. I just wanted to plan the streets and force my hand. I had to do something. BG people, you around like the Black Mafia family. I can't have speeches in my circle. Got real murders around me. Change, change your key sheet in my tent. Break down and break the Charlie down. I put my quota in some baggies. Get a wrist to auntie. That's you ain't mobile. Bring it, take it, though, and serve your life some payment. How the hell you go from selling dope to selling out of range? You can win, bid it all. Roll the dice, life a gamble. Close your eyes and blow out a candle.
In case you can wish me luck, I'm on the way. Trying to get the cake, I'm in and out of state. At least you can wish me luck, any niggas pay. It's hard to tell a state, I'm looking at a state. At least you can wish me luck, I'm going hand to hand. If I run off your gram, you holler at me, man. At least you can wish me luck, any niggas pay. It's hard to tell a state, I'm looking at a straight. At least you can wish me luck.
The things ain't that good, these niggas is straight. They told me what's going on, that's how they know what's happening. I'm riding with the top down, trunk full of Yola. Get a pharmaceutical, I move that Coca-Cola. 1,000 pairs of Purito, I fuck with the weirdos. It's the only way to pain, bang the dope in they vein. Sure, that right, Christmas ain't coming up, Pops locked up. Whenever it's the worst, the A's find out she knocked up. Welfare ain't an option when the feds come knocking. It's all fucked up, so wish me luck.
So when you look over here or anywhere else, remember you got two choices. Either want time or money. And we don't got a lot of time around here. Because time is money.
All right, Sean. So this episode, it was solid, right? It wasn't a lot. It was solid. I enjoyed seeing Meech back in Detroit. It was more of what I like to call a filler episode, but it was solid because it ain't have all that extra bullshit in there. But it was a solid episode. I have to say that. It opens up with Meech in the A. He with Loco and Javier, and it's time for a pickup, but it's with Cena's pilot. But he's, you know, he talks proper. He's a gringo. And, you know, most of those Colombians, they don't mess with gringos. They instantly get to thinking DEA or Fed. So Meech gets on the phone and he lets him know, like, no, this the real deal. Because if it was a Fed, you know, he would have asked for De Niro. He the real deal pilot. So then we go back to, well, no, he agrees to go, you know, do the pickup in the D. You know, he get to go home, get to see his family, his kids, and how it is, you know, old people. So, you know, that's right up Meech alley. He always about getting money and doing what he got to do to secure the connect. So then we go back to the big house in Decatur, where it's greater. And Angel is staying there and she gives him the, I ain't never had nothing. I ain't never had a home. That's why I had to do what I had to do, stripper speech. And he gives her the, you know, I save your world and know your worth, saying that niggas like to preach to, you know, these types. And in the grand scheme of things, it's always the same damn story by the end of their relationship. So, you know, typical, I ain't never had shit, I save your world speech on both parts. So then we get a little of some of the 90s R&B sex on the table. That was our opening scene. So after that, we go back to the D and Meech goes and everybody is happy to see him. All his boys is happy to see him. He go in the restaurant and everybody happy except Terry. So they have one of their many disagreements they always have. And this time it's about picking up the shipment because of the riskiness of it all. Terry is more cautious. He's more careful. And Meech is like everything, you know, out on the line. And, you know, we picking the shipment. Meech is all about getting money, and he gonna take all the risks he got to take, and that's how he became the biggest of the biggest of the biggest. And you would have thought that he would have got locked up for his flamboyantness and, you know, being so flashy, but it was the opposite, and it was Terry's cautiousness doing all of his complaining, you know, where he got caught on wiretaps. So, you know, after that, after they get their little disagreement out, and, you know, Meech declares that they are going to pick up this shipment because it's a new relationship with this new plug. It's all about the spades game. They sit down, they play spades. It's all love. And that's one thing about us from Michigan. We love a good spades game and talking shit. So after that, we see Detective Han. She ends up lighting a candle for her late sister. And we know, you know, since we've seen her come on the show, she takes her sister's passing, who was brutally murdered by her boyfriend at the time, very hard. So she's lighting a candle for her. I'm not sure if it's the day of her passing or if it's her birthday or something, but it's a memorial day for her. And she knows she's crying, lighting out a candle for her, having her, you know, a moment of silence. And Detective Bryant walks in, and he walks in, he's all caring and, you know, checking on her. And she ain't having it. She throws threats at him. He throws threats at her. She threatens to go, you know, tell on him for this. And, you know, they just get to throwing threats at each other. And ain't neither one of them gonna tell on each other. They ain't finna do shit. Before this season end, they gonna be back in bed with each other. So we ain't paying neither one of them no attention. So we go into the next scene. And Meech goes to see the kids, Zoe and Titi. And, you know, he's there. They're, you know, have a nice little moment. He promised Zoe that he's going to always look out for her, put her in college. She ain't never got to worry about nothing. They talk about Mo and how they both miss her. And we see a little Titi. So after that, we go to the gambling spot. And Terry and Markeisha step in there to hustle Judge Darnell into looking out for Terry for his CPS situation. And he ain't really trying to do it because it's election time and he trying to only be around, you know, the up and up. He done dealing with low level dealers. But while they're talking to him and Markeisha trying to let him know, like, okay, he's, you know, a value to the community and all this stuff, we see Harry annoying ass step in there. And we see it looks like she might have the judge on her payroll and tries to holler at Markeisha, who firmly tells her to step the fuck off because she ain't buying it. And I'm just like, every time I see Harry, y'all, no offense to the real actress. We all want people to have jobs, right? But child, we don't need two seasons of this character. Rather, she is portrayed off of a, you know, based on a real person or not. We need to get to the next enemy villain, please. So we get into the next scene and we see Charles listening to his little music, lifting his little 10-pound weight and fixing plates for Lucille and shit. Got him left in the microwave. And the way how Lucille walked in, it was like she wanted, you know, she like she wanted some of Papa Charles up there lifting his little weight. But, you know, she tried to play it cool, like, oh, you fix me a plate. And she calmly walks upstairs with her little uniform on. So we get into the next scene and we see Harry again. We see Harry. We see her Toys R Us cane. We see her pleather coat. And this time she is ordering Brian to find something on BMF because now they know Big Meech is in town. So he must have came for something. Something big is going down for him to be in town. And she is ready to make her father proud so he can finally respect her. And, you know, she tells him he better find something out or she gonna take little Kevin protection from him. And all I could think was, all right now. All right, homie. You might want to put your little cane down because Brian gonna end up fucking you up with those threats. Now, with the Brian character, with him, he's a dirty cop. Let's not get that twisted. He's a dirty cop. But Brian was all right at first. He was all right and he wasn't doing too much of harm. Just making him some little extra money on the side. You know, cops don't make shit to be putting their lives on risk like that any damn way. But he was a decent guy. I'm gonna give him that. What fucked Brian up is when B. Mickey put him in that bad situation. We gotta keep that real. And then he became obsessive and even more dirty. And, you know, now he's a father. At the end of the day, he is a caring father. And a parent will go to any means to protect their children. So with this fake Kane bitch, why she up there trying to say that she about to take his protection, she gonna be the end up one, you know, getting sliced and stabbed and dabbed because you're playing with the wrong one. Don't get it twisted just because he a cop and you think your daddy is your daddy. So we go into the next scene. And we get the two lady detectives. They go door to door knocking since they found out that whoever was driving that ambulance, now it done got sold and they found out who got it. So, you know, now that's time for them to go asking some questions. We also see Meech meet up with the pilot, and he arrived not with 25 bricks, but 2,500 bricks. And the come up is real for BMF, and Meech is all about risk taking. He's going to do what he has to do to get the job done rather than losing money or what. He sees the bigger picture at all times. So he calls Terry for help. And of course, Terry's crying as usual because it's going to be double the amount, half the price. And, you know, it's a risk. They are already far out. And he got the CPS lady showing up. But he also calls in some recruiters, you know, he calls his boy Diesel to show up, and Meech goes looking out for somebody to see if he can borrow their truck. So they get the, you know, recruiting helpers or whatever. And, you know, after Terry gets done whining, he agrees, you know, business is business, and they get to it in BMF style. But before he can even step out on the scene, he has to handle the meeting with the CPS lady. And this scene was comic relief when she came in because it was his boys for me. You know how they was, you know, ordering and playing around too damn much. They like, hold the onions, where my food at, and all that stuff. It was funny, but I would have cussed them out too. But that was, you know, comic relief. So we get into the next scene, and we see Bryant following Meech and the pilot, trying to catch them on something. And he ends up getting played because Meech peeps him out, like, what the hell Bryant doing, and puts the pilot on the cops. The pilot go in there and get the gringo talking, and then his ass gets arrested. So it was the irony of it all. So we get into the next scene, and Nicole is in the house having her a good little time with her friends, little fast tail flirting with Breeze and all, and they just having fun. They weren't doing nothing, just, you know, little fun for little kids. They was doing little innocent flirting. And Mama Lucille, she came in and she wasn't playing it. She sent all they badass home. Like, y'all got to go. Goodbye, Breeze. He's still up there trying to tell her he can show her how to do the joystick next time. And I'm like, little boy, take your ass home. And which joystick you talking about? But, you know, Mama Lucille, she know little boys, but they really weren't doing nothing. It was a group of them. They was having fun. But, you know, as parents, we have to watch these little boys, especially my daughters. So we get into the next scene. We see Henry in the cane and the pleather coat talking to her homeboy, and she's mad as hell about Bryant because he never showed up, and talking about she's going to declare war on him with that Toys R Us sword. And I'm just like, bitch, if you go after little Kevin because Bryant ain't showed up, he is going to fuck your ass up. Believe that. He is in jail, mama. That's where he's at. That's why he didn't show up. He didn't play. Why you declaring war and all? So we get into the next scene, and Papa Charles around the house being Mr. Fix-It. And why he being Mr. Fix-It and Mama Lucille coming there telling him about Nicole Fastel having Breeze in the house, you know, he had to slip in that question about that fat ass check he found from Doc. So, you know, Mama Lucille quickly throws up Miss Mabel in his face, as she should. As she should. Don't ask me nothing when you was hitting it from the back with Miss Mabel last season. But, you know, Papa Charles, let's give him the credit. He has been trying. And like Betty Wright said, don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man. And Miss Lucille, you ain't gave him nothing in 3 weeks last season. So that's why he kind of went next door. But it's a whole nother story for a whole nother story. They be tripping. I kind of want them to get back together, but we know it won't happen because they got a divorce in real life. So I have a feeling that they're going to go ahead and portray that in the show as accurately as they can. So eventually she probably will get with Doc, but being the type of woman she is, she's probably going to ask for the divorce first. But, you know, show purposes, Papa Charles is definitely trying. He ain't doing nothing. He ain't been next door. All he doing is sitting at home, lifting weights and being Mr. Fix-It, fixing stuff that he been promising he was going to fix for the last 15 years. So we get into the next scene, and we see with the help Terry and Meech recruited, it all goes as planned with the shipment, and the pilot flies it back to the A to Javier and Loco. So, you know, like I said before, the come up for BMF is real. They did lose money, of course, but like Meech says, he sees the bigger picture. This is a new plug. He got them because they move fast, and he wasn't finna mess that up, you know? So we get into the next scene with the two detectives, Detective Amberson and Jen. They go to Mr. Edwards' house to ask him about the ambulance, and he try to take off, but they knock his dad down and take him into custody. And all I was thinking is, don't snitch, nigga. So we get into the next scene after that, and Markeisha goes and pulls out some dirt on Judge Darnell and gets him to look out for Terry in the CPS situation. I still don't like her. That was a good move. But no, I still don't like Markeisha. But, you know, that was a good move. She looked out for Terry, of course, for her own gain. But she did hold it down for TDN, but I'm still not a fan. So we get into the next scene. And Mama Lucille goes to Doc's office to get birth control for little Nikki. And I'm just like, come on, Mama Lucille, try to have one more little talk with her and make sure she's ready for all of that. You ain't even talked to Papa Charles about this, and you're going straight to Doc office. So she gets the birth control and, you know, the pamphlets for it and everything. And I'm just like, come on, Mama Lucille. No, you didn't say to the doctor, the good doctor, that he was the only one out of their class who actually did what they said they were going to do. Like, Charles didn't do nothing. I mean, Charles is a good man for the most part. He messed up. He messed up with Miss Mabel. Yeah, he messed up. But, you know, he didn't go after his music career, but he stood home. He worked four jobs. He took care of the kids. You know, don't just put the man down like that. But, you know, I did like Doc's response. He like, you know, just because, you know, with the degrees or, you know, the accolades, that doesn't mean that you actually accomplished anything. It could be the smaller things that mean more than that. So, you know, I like the Doc's, you know, comeback. He wasn't disrespectful or trying to, you know, down Charles either. So we get into the next scene. And while Meech is seeing the bigger picture, he tells Terry about, you know, the family dinner, that his pregnant baby mama LaWanda will be at, and all Terry can think about is dinner with his cougar. So Meech had to let him know, like, no, nigga, you gonna be at dinner. And they get to talking about plans for T to come to the A, and, you know, the big come up and how everything went as planned. So then he goes to tell Markeisha, and this, she does what Markeisha does, giving him the, you know, everything is not about Meech. T, why don't you see things the way I see things? You're a boss. I'm just like, bitch, I don't like you. I don't know if this is how the real actress, well, the real lady acts. I've seen interviews of her. I didn't watch her movie and all, but it don't seem like she act like that. But I hope she didn't act nothing like this. I'm hoping this is all for the show, because let's not forget, when, you know, the show comes on and I did not do the reading, you know, it specifically says that this, you know, the story you're about to see is loosely based on truth. Some of the names, characters, businesses, and events have been fictionalized for dramatic purposes. But a lot of this shit may have actually happened. So I'm hoping that the character of Markeisha is very, very fictionally, dramatically done, because she is a bit much. She's a bit much. So after we get that scene, we go to the family dinner, where we get the Detroit version of Power Book 2 Ghosts, with Diana being little Nicole this time. But hell, at least she said a family prayer in Jesus' name before she blew everybody's stuff up. She got to talking about Terry business, Meech business, Mama Lucille business, Papa Charles and Miss Mabel, where they had to send her little self upstairs. And all I could think about at that dinner is Markeisha quit kissing Terry in the goddamn mouth. Especially his ass just left from Markeisha house, and you know where them lips was at. So after Nicole gets sent upstairs after blowing everybody up and having them all sitting there looking speechless with their mouths open, she goes upstairs and Meech goes up there to be Big Brother. Now, later on, we see, you know, they made up. The siblings are down there. They having game time. And their boy Roland from across the street comes over to, you know, tell them he a daddy now. He out the game. But it was all love. They ain't try to tell him he couldn't go. They didn't try to be like Franklin Saint, like, no, nigga, you ain't going nowhere like he did Leon. They just, you know, they respected it. And it was all love. Mama Lucille sneaks outside and attempts to get busy with the good doctor, but doesn't have it in her to go all the way. I'm betting she gonna ask for a divorce soon, and then she gonna get with Doc. So we see in the final scene, we see Stax, his snake ass, he in a car. We could see he was in a car with somebody. They wasn't showing the person at first. I knew it was either going to be Glock or Greeny or somebody like that. But it ended up being Glock, and he calls Meech, you know, telling him, you know, he was tripping. He just been going through a lot. He got a lot on his mind. Can he come back in? He ready to get money. And, you know, Meech always about money. And, you know, he does respect, like, okay, you was Thai boy. I understand. Come back in. So he lets him come back in. And we see Stax, his dumb ass, don't even realize he getting played. So we got Glock in there speaking Haitian, talking mad stuff about his dumb self. And he up there with his country bumpkin ass like, yeah, yeah. And I'm going to give you his brother for free. And I get to kill Remy. Just sounding like a bozo. So we're going to see how that play out. But I don't think Remy is that bad. I got a feeling that when it's time to go to war, Meech was all about the hustle, all about the money. You didn't really hear too much violence when it came with BMF. So not saying that they wasn't about, you know, the murder game or putting anything down, but they was just about, it was more about the business side of it. So I'm thinking that when we get how we got the backstory of Remy, that they might end up linking up being cool. Cause Remy is not that bad, you know, especially look at how he look out for his projects and stuff. So they might end up teaming up and taking out Stax, Greeny, and this Glock nigga. We'll see. We'll see. In the next episode, we got Meech and T linking all the way back up and T going down to the A. You know, when the episode started, it said, no matter how much we made or how much we elevated, it was always better to have my bro beside me. And that was Terry Southwest T. Flannery. So we know next episode we seen the guns blazing and they're going to be side by side and T will be down in the A. So like I said, it was a solid episode. It was more of a filler episode. I really enjoyed seeing Meech back in Detroit. So I enjoyed this episode. Markeisha didn't get on my nerves too bad. Just the one scene where she was telling Terry to be a boss and, you know, Harry and the pleather coat and Kane was getting on my nerves, but hopefully by episode 9, they're going to took her out or she done went somewhere. It's probably going to be Brian that end up taking her ass out. We'll see. But it was a solid episode. It was a solid episode. We'll see what episode 5 brings next week. I'm about to play the trailer for that. And I have a sleeper for you guys. And this sleeper that I have is dedicated to both Meech and Terry. Of course. As I always say, not the real Meech and Terry. We're talking about the show because we know it's loosely based and very dramatized. So when I play this song, this is for the characters in the show, not the real Big Meech and the real Southwest T. But here is my trailer for next week's episode and my sleeper. So don't go anywhere. It's coming up right here.
Shit's about to jump off.
That episode is called the Battle of Techwood. Y'all, I don't know what to expect. I really don't. It looks like the guns is gonna be blazing. We'll see how they do it. It's gonna be interesting. I'm sure we'll all be here laughing about it next episode. We'll see. But I don't think that they're gonna kill Remy. For some reason I think that they're gonna hook up. I could be wrong, that's just my little theory. But hopefully they take Stax out in or Greeny, one of them. But Terry gonna be in the A, so we're gonna see how, you know, he maneuvers down here. We know that Terry didn't stay in the A. He ended up residing in California, and he did a lot in St. Louis, but we're gonna see how it arises. But that's all they showed was the gunshots blazing in projects. But I do have a sleeper for you guys. And this sleeper I picked, I thought it was perfect for the episode, especially with the opening scene with Meech and Angel and how we always see Terry with Markeisha. I thought that this was the perfect sleeper. And this is my sleeper in my Joe Budden style. Shout out to the Podfather, Joey. You know, something about the name Joe and podcast, because Joe Rogan, he is definitely the Podfather, and so is Joe Budden. I respect Joe Budden. But here is my sleeper. I hope you guys enjoy this song.
Long as a trick comes falling down, that give me all the sense to put on my suit and claim.
Make that nigga take care of your kids. Make that nigga call your kids his. Make that nigga get out there and work. Make his ass buy you a million bucks. It's all part of that nigga take care of me. Pussy whip nigga come save me. Bitches out there be on the lookout for Captain Save a Hoe. Cause he's saving a hoe.
Is a shame or should I save a hoe?
Don't let me say it.
Is a should I save a
All right, y'all, that was that Captain Save-A-Ho by E-40, Sugar T, D-Shot, and B-Legit coming straight from the Bay Area. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I will be back on this weekend for the reading of the Tale of the Park Hill Crew, written by your very own host, Alicia Shanice. Make sure you cop that book. It is on Amazon, available in ebook and paperback. The description is down below in the description box. It has the link. Click on it and you can order. Please share, share, share. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Support, 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 support y'all. That's what I really need y'all to be checking out, that book, because I got some plans and we have music to go with it. Y'all haven't even heard all of the songs. I'm doing it little by little, but the music is by Savage Life. And shout out to Savage Life. Make sure y'all stream their music. They are on all streaming services and the music is straight fire. I mean, just straight Flint, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Savage Life is doing the damn thing. But, I do hope you guys have a beautiful weekend, a safe weekend. Protect your energy. Stay away from anybody who is an enemy to your energy. Life is too short and stress will demolish you. So we're going to say stress free. We're going to have bad days, of course. It's life. Life will life. But we're going to protect our energy. The sky is the limit. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do, because you can do anything you put your mind to, okay? So I love you guys. Thank you for your support. If you need any advice or any, you know, anything, just let me know. I got you. You know, it could be you writing a book. It could be, you know, you got something that you want me to shout out or promote or just anything. If you, even if you just want to say what's up, that's cool too. You know, I am here to support back and I love whom loves me. So you guys know how to get in touch with me. You can even leave a comment under the podcast on Spotify or hit me up, inbox, DM, or email me. But have a safe and beautiful weekend. Know the sky is the limit. Stay focused. Get your dribble right. Go after your dreams and protect your energy. So on that note, it's your girl, Shanice, and I'm out.
Hope you enjoyed the show with your girl, Shanice.